主，谢谢你让我们一同来读你的话。主啊，你把这个话语里面的这个比喻让我们看得清楚。让我们明白里头的主要意义是什么。
So that we can know the essential meaning behind it.
并且让我们欢喜快乐的来实行你的旨意。
And we pray also that we may practice the meaning and the things required in this passage.
我们这样的祈祷靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们的题目是教会是基督的身体。
The theme of our sermon today is the body of Christ.
把教会比作是一个身体，这是一个太好的一个比喻。
And the church, to treat church as the body of Christ is a very wonderful thing.
我觉得这个真正是圣灵的感动跟启示。
And because this is a revelation of God and His Holy Spirit's movement.
你再没有办法找另外一个比喻能够把教会的生活跟它的功能像身体这样子的能够描述的更透彻。
Because you cannot find a much more clear parable to illustrate that the close relationship between Christ and his body.
那么我们刚才读过的以弗所书跟哥林多前书。
Now we just read the two passages from Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 12.
虽然我们读了很多节的圣经，
even though there are many verses in between,
但是我觉得里头没有什么太难懂的地方。
But actually, there are not too many difficult passages in here.
我相信无需要我们一句一句的来解释。
And we do not need to go verse by verse.What he means.
也许以后我们有机会再来细细的读这些经文。
And perhaps later on you can read these passages at a slower pace by yourself.
但是今天为着我们的这个主题，我觉得我们不需要有太细的解释。
And now for our own sermon and our own talk this afternoon, we do not need to go very detail of the passage just read.
那么从基督从这个教会是基督的身体这个比喻里面，我们可以学到一些什么教训呢？
Now, what kind of lessons can we learn from the passage the body of Christ?
我想分三类来跟弟兄姊妹们一同思想。
And we'd like to divide into three phases.
第一就是我们跟基督的关系。
And the first is our relationship with Christ.
圣经告诉我们，基督是教会的头。
Because the Bible tells us that Christ is the head of the church.
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
这个身体的头是耶稣基督。
And the head of that body is Jesus Christ.
基督是头，也有几方面的意义。
And Christ is the head of the church.There are other significant meaning behind that too.
第一，基督是头，是讲到他是教会生命的源头。
And the first is that Christ being the head of church, he is the source of life of the church.
因为我们的生命是从基督来的。
Because very simply, our life comes from Christ himself.
我们每一个人的重生都是从主那里得做新生命的。
Because all of our spiritual life, the birth.Of spiritual life come from Christ alone.
因此上，我们个体生命的源头是从主那里来的。
In other words, the whole structure, the belonging, the origin of our life comes from Christ, the source of life.
而整个的教会也同样的，这个生命的来源是从耶稣基督来的。
And therefore, the source of all church spiritual life comes from Christ too.
第二。主耶稣基督是教会的头的意思，就是他是教会的最高权威。
And the second meaning of Christ, the head of church, is that he has the highest authority.
他也是教会的 绝对的权威。
And that he is the supreme authority of life and belief in the church.
因为头有个另外的意思，就是主。
And because the head in here has the meaning that he is the Lord of the body.
所以他是教会的头，也就是他是教会的主的意思。
Not only he is the head of the church, also he is the Lord of the church.
因此上，教会最高的权威是耶稣基督。
And consequently, the highest authority, highest power in any church is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他的权威也是绝对的。
And his authority is final.
换句话说，他的权威是我们没有办法来怀疑的，或者说是否认的。
In other words, we cannot doubt or deny the power and authority of Lord Jesus Christ.
那在教会里的弟兄姊妹们，我们都很习惯的看到一些人好像在做头。
Now a lot of times we see people in the church, people who are kind of in authority.
好像有一些人是最后的权威。
And then it seems that some people have the final authority in certain things.
弟兄姊妹们，若是在一个教会里头，任何一个人、一个组织。代替了主耶稣基督的地位，这个是神所不喜欢的。
Now, if any time, any place that the final authority and the power rest in the person rather than Jesus Christ, then this is something the Lord Jesus Christ does not like.
教会里头不允许有任何一个人他站在主的地位。
Because a true church does not allow, cannot allow a person take place of the Lord Jesus Christ.
假如一个教会里头有一个人或者摩西人，他站在主的地位，
But if it does,
那么这个教会只是一个名义上的教会，实质上不是一个教会。
Then that church is only a church in paper, but not a true church of our Lord.
那么我们要问了，什么叫做主耶稣基督是主？
Now we need to ask, what does it mean to say the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of this church?
因为我们说起来很容易的，主耶稣基督是主。
Because it seems more easier said than done, the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
可是，在我们实行的时候，怎么样子能够让耶稣基督做主呢
？But when it's all said and done, how do we act Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church?
当主耶稣基督做主的时候，就是这本圣经里头的话，是教会里头一切行动的。一个准则。
And to say that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of church is to say that the word of God contained in the Bible is a source of authority and action to be followed.
这本书是主耶稣基督的话。
And this Bible is the word of Lord Jesus Christ.
这本书也是我们教会里头最高的权威。
And this book, the Bible, is the highest authority of our church.
假如我们不能够信奉这本书是里面所说的话是教会的权威的话，那我们对主的教会就没有真正的认识。
And if we do not allow that the Bible as a final authority to be our guide, then we are not practicing a true church.
我们看到许许多多那些异端，他们一个很突出的一点就是人在教会里头做最高的权威。
Because a lot of the heresies and sect of the Christian church is that a lot of these church denominations put their person ahead or above the Bible.
那个人或者那个团体，他们的话取代了神的话的地位。
And what happened is that person or the body.Their writings or their authority put above the Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible.
因此上，我们的教会，你都听到，不是神的话是这样讲，是那样讲。
And a lot of these churches is that they do not talk about what the Bible teaches.
他只是讲某某人、某某弟兄、某某谁是怎么讲的。
And they rely on so and so who says what about their authority, that person's word.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们记得基督是教会的头。
But let us remember that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
圣经是教会的权威。 权威。
And the Bible is the final authority of that church.
那么第三，基督是教会的头的意思，就是他指引教会的道路。
And the third principle that Jesus Christ is the head of church is that he guides the church.
这个教会应该往哪个方向走，不是人在决定。
So whether that our church, any church, what direction we should take is not a human direction.
应该是主耶稣基督在决定。
And it is Jesus Christ that will decide.
主耶稣基督怎么样子决定？
How does Jesus Christ decide?
主耶稣基督借着他的话来教导我们。
He decides guide us through His Word.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有注意到这本书对教会来说是太重要？
So you can see that the Bible is very important to the church.
今天许许多多的基督徒常常带着圣经到教会来。
And of course, we see a lot of witnesses who bring your Bible to the church.
他连你的六十六卷书是什么他都不知道。
A lot of times, many brothers and sisters do not know the content and the books of the 66 books of the Old New Testament.
然后他就有许许多多的意见。
A lot of times, we have a lot of our opinions.
你问了他，你这个意见是根据是什么？
And we ask, where does your opinion come from the Bible?
那么他就说某某牧师说的，某某传道人说的。
And often,They say that comes from certain evangelists or preachers.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很危险的一种态度。
Now that kind of example is a very dangerous situation.
我们要看重神的话。
We have to pay special attention to God's word.
把神的话记在心里，然后我们就知道个人跟教会的方向应该是怎么样。
Let the word of God grow in your hearts so that we can know the direction of our church.
我很怀念我们从前在 Cincinnati 的那段时间。
I kind of looking back very often to our Cincinnati church experience.
那个是在23年前的事情。
And that was some 23 years ago.
那个时候我们刚刚开始在 Cincinnati 开始一个聚会。
And that was the first time we started a church in Cincinnati.
因为我们也没有一个传道人或者老练的弟兄姊妹在带领我们。
Because at that time we did not have an evangelist, full-time evangelist, or a senior Christians to lead us.
所以我们无论做什么事情，我们就查经。
So no matter what we did, we went to the Bible.
无论在教会里的要开始一件工作，我们就要问：哎，神的教会应该怎么样子做？
So whatever we did and say, we will go to the Bible and see what the church of the Lord did.
常常几天几个礼拜，我们大家在一起查经。
Often we would spend weeks studying the Bible.
我觉得在那一段时间，真正是我们这个那个时候教会里的最美的一段时间。
And I felt looking backward, and I feel that that is the best and most beautiful time of our church.
神的儿女聚集在一起，立定心志走神的路。
And the brothers will gather together and set their will and mind to go on the Lord's way.
没有你的意思怎么样，我的意思怎么样。
We do not pay particular attention to his or her opinion or decisions.
我们看看神的话怎么说的。
And we only let us to see and be guided by the Lord's word.
神的路是什么样，我们就怎么走。
Whatever the Lord's way says, we will go that way.
弟兄姊妹们，这是每一个教会都应该走的路。
So that ought to be the way of every church.
第四，基督是教会的头的意思，就是我们这些人，这些做肢体的，是达成他目的的工具。
And the fourth principle that Christ is the head of church is that we as branches, body of Christ as branches, to accomplish that which he wants us to do.
这是一个很简单的一个生理的原则，是不是？
That is very simply a matter of functioning of the body.
这个头告诉我们肚子饿。
And because just like your head tells you that you're hungry.
这个头就说腿，你走到那个有菜的地方、有饭的地方去。
And the brain will send the message to the feet to go to a certain place and get some food.
那么你把这个菜饭装好了以后坐下来，这个头就讲手啊，你就把碗端起来，用筷子和用刀叉放到你嘴里去。
So as soon as you get the feet, the food down the table, and then your brain give message to the arms, legs, sit down and get started eating.
这个头做一切的决定。
So the head makes all the decisions.
头下命令。
And the head gives the order, command.
头不做事。
And the head does not do anything, actually.
其他的身体上其他的部分在做事。
The other branches of the body, does they are doing the work.
假如 这个肢体不听这个头的指挥，
and let's say this body does not listen to the command of the head.
或者说他故意的跟这个头来捣蛋，
or certain branches of the body disobeying willingly of the head.
那头说你去吃饭，
and the head says let's go to eat.
那个腿他偏偏往球场走，
and the leg walk away and go to the park.
那手就去抓篮球要投篮。
And then the hands would take a basketball and shoot baskets.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，一个饿肚子的人去打篮球不会打得太久的。
And you can know by experience that a hungry person do not make a good basketball player.
因此上，弟兄姊妹们，头它需要肢体来听从它来做工。
So the head requires the body function and to obey the head's order. And if the branches of the body listen to the head's commands, and that body is a healthy body.
我们现在再来看第二方面。
Now let us look at the second aspect of the head, the body of Christ.
那么就是教会怎么样子来发生这个作用。
And to see how does a church function in this way.
那么按照这个教会是身体的这个原则，教会的作用是肢体之间的配搭侍奉。
And the church as the body of Christ is the body is functioning as a branches of Christ.
所有的肢体都要大家配合起来，要达成同一个目的。
And all the branches and the parts of the body is to function as one that all can participate together.
不可以说是这个肢体跟那个肢体有不同的目的。
And we cannot say that the one body and the other body do not function together. They have nothing to do with each other.
因此上，我们要叫做 配搭的侍奉。
That's why they should unite and to be matching in their functions.
那么在这一方面，我也要提出几点来。
Now let me bring several important items here.
第一点就是这个肢体配搭侍奉里的第一点，所有的肢体都要有贡献。
And the first important thing is that the branches and the body must all contribute to the function of the body.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道不知道，我们身体上的每一个部分都是有动作的，都要同时动的。
Now, did you know that all the branches, the organs of the body must function, also must move?
你坐在那个地方，你睡在那个地方，你全身的细胞、骨头还是会动的，还是有在作用的。
Even though you are sleeping or sitting there, your organs, your cells, and body are moving and functioning.
除非你的身体是有病的。
Unless your body is in the disease or in the sickness.
你整个的身体应该彼此配搭得很好的。
And otherwise, all your body, branches, and parts all must be functioning as unit.
你知道吧，弟兄姊妹们，我们有的时候需要很细心地来观察我们周围的情况。
And a lot of times, we need to pay participation in the circumstances surrounding us.
我们身体上的情形。
Unlike our body.
假如我们留心的话，我们就看到神的他作为的奇妙。
And if you watch your body, you can see how marvelous is that the Lord, the God, created our body.
哦，我们就觉得神的智慧真不是我们这些有限的头脑能够测度得透的。
And then you will know how God, how this marvelous creation is far beyond our thinking thoughts.
那几个星期之前，我在纽约那个地方讲到。
Now several weeks ago, I was in New York preaching.
那么有一天晚上，我出门，我把门关起来，我就怕那个门的声音太响，会吵了我隔壁的人。
Now I was walking out of the doors and not to disturb my neighbors.
那么我就用个手想去扶一下那个门。
And I was going to, as the door was being closed, I tried to, kind of stop the door from slamming.
哪知道我这个手指都伸错了地方。
And who knows that my finger was pointing the wrong direction.
那个门就打在我这个手指上，所以结果我这个手指的指甲就脱去了。
And lo and behold, the door slammed right into my the thumb finger, one of the fingers there, and then lost his nail.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你们有多少人曾经啊换过一个指甲的。
I don't know how many of you lose a nail or a toe nail or not.
但我不要你们说是故意的去换一个指甲。
Now I don't recommend you do that deliberately to experience that excruciating pain.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这个换指甲这件事情，这是让我看到我这个身体实在太妙。
And by this experience, I can see how marvelous my body works.
我就在每一天都在看这个指甲怎么样子长出来。
And I was just watching day by day how that new nail would come out.
我就在想。假如这样子好不好？那样子好不好
？I was thinking maybe this way, maybe that way will work better.
弟兄姊妹们，我想来想去都没有我这个指甲它自己长得那么好。
And no matter how I think and thought, it could not match the way it is growing now.
神的设计太奇妙。
God's a wonderful creature, is so good.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这个还不是我要讲的。
And this is not my main point.
我真正要讲的就是。这么一个小指甲，当我没有的时候，哎呀，我就觉得很不方便。
And the point is that I can see that even without my little fingernail here, all my body does not function well.
弟兄姊妹们，平常我们不会说是会这个担心啊，我们手去抓东西、拿东西会有什么不方便的。
Because ordinarily we do not pay attention about that fingernail in person.
我现在突然觉得。这个指甲擦了一点点，哎呀，做什么事情都不方便。
Now I realize that without this fingernail, whatever I do, it seems to be clumsy.
哼，我扣扣子了，去这个抓痒了，什么都不方便。
And whatever you do, I kind of tie, scratching my back, seems that very awkward.
你有没有看到，假如一个小指甲能够影响到我的这个生活，一个肢体，我整个的手没有了。那是不是会更影响到我的生活，我这个身体的这个好处
？So just think, this little fingernail bar is functioning without it. What about the whole arm is sticking out?
我们常常在教会里头，哎呀，已经做事的人太多了，我不需要麻烦了。
Like take example in the church, we say, well, there are a lot of people working and serving already.
弟兄姊妹们，神的心意。每一个肢体都要做工。
And the wish of the Lord is that all the brothers and sisters should work and serve.
我听的在我们当中有些弟兄姊妹说：“哎呀，我应该退休了。”
And I heard some brothers and sisters in our midst say, "Well, I should retire now."
年长的原谅我。
And maybe some senior citizens can forgive my saying this.
神的儿女没有退休的。
There's no retirement in the Lord's house.
你可以从工作上退休，你不能从教会里头退休。
You can retire from your work, but you cannot retire from the church work.
我们有年轻人 burn out.
And we know that certain young people are burning out.
弟兄姊妹们，没有什么 burn out.
But actually, there's no real burn out.
神的儿女从来不会 burn out.
And God's children do not burn out.
因为当你 burn out 的时候，就是你自己没有依靠神。
Because whenever you burn out is when you did not really rely on the Lord.
你假如靠着神的力量，不是靠自己的力量，你永远不会 burn out.
Because when you rely on the Lord's power, you do not get burn out symptoms.
所以年轻人，你假如要讲 burn out 的话，我劝你 你们又 burn out.
And brothers and sisters, if you feel you are burned out, I really encourage you, you have not actually.
每一个人在教会里头都像身体上的一个部分，不能够缺少的。
And all the brothers and sisters in the church, just like member of the physical body, we cannot do without you.
没有一个人不重要的。
And no one is unimportant.
所以刚才我们读啊《使徒行传》不是这个《灵前十二章》那里讲到，那些不体面的、那些软弱的，都是重要的。
And First Corinthians 12 tells us that the body which is not so pretty or important, all these are really important in the Lord's sight.
那是讲到我们的内脏的一些的器官。
And you may speak about internal organs.
他们重不重要？当然重要。
Are they important? Although they may be small, of course they are.
我们看不到他们，好像他们没有做事。
It seems that because we not see them or feel them, that seems they are not working with them.
但是假如有一样他在你都不做事，弟兄姊妹们，你就要进医院。
But then, let's say one of your organs not functioning, then you better go to the hospital and check up.
所以教会怎么样子工作这个发生作用的第一点，就是所有的肢体都要工作，都要有贡献。
So the first normal function of the body of Christ is that all members should function and do their part.
第二，就是每一个肢体都要按照他从主所受的托付跟恩赐来侍奉。
And the second is that all the brothers and sisters should function in the church based on the gifts.Of the Lord Jesus Himself,
因为是肢体，我们就要分辨，我们到底是属于哪一种肢体。
And since we are branches, part of the body, we should know what part of the body of Christ should we belong or should we go to.
在教会里头有两种极端的情形。
And in our churches, we have two extreme positions.
有一种人就是什么都不能做。
person, that is, one person, one-time person, that they don't do nothing.
You ask
them to do certain things or serve, it's no, I cannot do it.
另外有一种是万能博士。
And the other person is Mr. Do-All.
什么事情我都可以做。
And they want to get involved in everything.
你说你要不要做？当然，没问题。
Oh, yeah, so I can do everything.
有的时候啊，这个大家想，我们中间有没有这个自动的，都是他举手。
And then we ask the volunteers every time the person would raise their hand.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里头应该每一个人都要做工。
And truthfully, I want to say that all of the body of Christ should work.
但是并不是随我们的意思来做工。
Now, not according to our own wishes.
我们每个人应该要知道神给我的托付是什么。
And we should know what burden has the Lord laid in your heart.
神给我的恩赐是什么。
And what the Lord has given, gifts he has given to me.
弟兄姊妹们，本来我想跟弟兄姊妹们谈谈恩赐的事情。
Originally, I wanted to talk to you about gifts.
但是我看到时间，我想还是以后我也许专用一堂的时间跟弟兄姊妹们谈到恩赐的事。
And because of our time factor, we will delay that to a future sermon about the gifts.
在罗马书十二章跟哥林多前书十二章里头都举了许许多多的恩赐。
Because in Romans chapter 12 and First Corinthians chapter 12, gave you a lot of examples about gifts.
但是那些恩赐并不是说是包括所有一切的恩赐。
And all these two passages do not include all the gifts.
所以我们不要以为哦，我看了一下这两章里的都没有我这个可以做的，所以呢，大概神没有给我恩赐。
And then certain people might say after reading these two passages, he says, well, the Lord has not given to me gifts because they are not in here.
圣经呢很清楚地告诉我们，神给他每一个儿女都有恩赐。
And the Bible tells us very clearly that he has given gifts to all the brothers and sisters, the Christians.
那么有一件事情也是我应该要谈一谈。
But one thing I must not forget.
我们常常把天然的才能跟恩赐把它混淆起来。
Now sometimes we mix earthly talents and spiritual gifts.
天然的才能是神赐的。
And we know that the earthly talents and knowledge stone are also a gift of God.
我们每一个人都从神那里领受了啊，相当的天然的才能。
Because all of us receive knowledge in certain earthly gifts from the Lord.
可是这些才能都不能够叫做恩赐。
And none of those earthly knowledge and so on cannot be called spiritual gifts.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有注意这个恩赐为什么叫恩赐？
Have you noticed why do we call spiritual gifts gifts?
因为这个恩赐是从神的恩典来的。
Spiritual gifts are from God's grace.
这个神特别的恩典给我这一个才能，让我用这一个特别的才能来侍奉他。
And the idea is that God gave us special graceTo accomplish his special task he has given us.
所以恩赐是圣灵特别高了我们某一方面的才能，让这些才能来让我们专门用来侍奉神的。
So in other words, Holy Spirit gave a special gift and a special instrument to accomplish his special task.
许许多多天然的才能被圣灵的恩膏点动了之后，就成为我们的恩赐。
And then a lot of times, our spiritual, our earthly gifts and talents, sometimes specially touched and nourished by the Holy Spirit, can become a spiritual gift.
诗班里的弟兄姊妹们，他们这个有这个唱歌的才能。
And we can see from our choirs, they have a special gift in terms of singing.
那现在圣灵感动他们，让他们用这个才能来为神所用，这个才能就成为他们的恩赐。
And especially when the Holy Spirit anointing them, use his earthly talents and voice, and allow them to sing praise, so that that becomes a kind of a spiritual gift.
但是也有许许多多不是这个从天然的才能而来的。
In a lot of times, our spiritual gifts do not come from kind of our ordinary earthly talents or gifts.
一个平常不会唱歌、五音不全的人，他也能够参加诗班侍奉神。
And like someone may not be a totally talented in the music and voice, they can serve the Lord too in the choir.
而且他每唱起诗歌来，虽然他的五音不全，但是人一听到心里就感动。
And although they may not have a beautiful voice, but because they sing, the people bring praises to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫恩赐。
And that is considered gift too.
我听说在台湾就有一个啊，这个年纪比较老的一位姊妹。
I know one lady elderly in Taiwan.
那么她在老年才信主。
And she became a Christian in her elder age.
她信了主之后，她就很喜欢唱歌。
And after becoming Christian, she liked to sing.
那么她就要参加诗班。
And she wanted to join the choir.
那么她一参加诗班，诗班就糟糕了。
And then when she joined the choir, everybody got nervous.
因为诗班的和声统统被她破坏。
And she kind of very destroyed the unity of the choir voice.
所以弟兄姊妹们讲，姊妹啊，虽然你是喜欢唱歌，但是你没有恩赐。
And they said, Sister, we don't think you have a gift in singing.
他说我心里面那种大喜乐，我就不能不唱。
But then she says, I enjoy my heart, I cannot but sing.
那既然你们诗班不是容纳我，我就独唱。
And she says, now you don't accept me, I'm going to have a solo every day.
你知道吧，弟兄姊妹们，不久这位老姊妹她的独唱到处都请她去独唱。
What happened was because of her solo, unique solo, a lot of churches invited her for singing.
因为她一唱人的心就受感动。
Because every time she sang, people's hearts were moved.
他唱到那种忧伤的这个诗，人就流眼泪。
And whenever she sings about the sadness occasions, people will weep.
他唱到那种喜乐的歌，大家脸上都不自然然的，每个人都坐在那里喜气洋洋的。
And then when she sings a joyful song to the people, everyone will begin to smile and receive her with joy.
听说这位老姊妹后来是很时髦，到处都请他。
And we know that she was so greatly used by the Lord, going to different churches all around the island.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫恩赐。
And that is gift.
因为是神特别的恩典给她这个才能。
And because the Lord has given that special talent to her.
所以我们每一个人在教会里的侍奉，一定要了解我的托付是什么，我的恩赐是什么。
So every one of us should realize.What is our burden, concern, and what are my gifts?
还有一点我要讲的，弟兄姊妹们，恩赐在彼得前书那里告诉我们是一个单数的恩赐。
And another thing is that the gift, in terms of New Testament, First Peter especially, is a singular verb.
你看在那里讲的，神给我们恩赐 gift， 啊，这是一个单数的这个恩赐。
So the Holy Spirit gave one gift.To the church.
所以我们常常就听到有人就苦恼了，哎呀，到底我的恩赐是什么呢？
And because of this, people worry, says, what actually is my gift after all?
因为我们有很多很有多方面的才能的人，那你说这个朱长老只能要在这个有托付有恩赐的地方侍奉，那到底我的恩赐是什么呢？
So you might ask Elder Zhu says, we have so many talented people here, what is my that singular gift anyway?
我个人对这个的解释。
Now I have one explanation for this.
那个地方的恩赐所以是单数。
And only in the First Peter is a singular gift.
并不是讲到神只给了我们一个恩赐。
It does not say that the Holy Spirit gave only one gift out of our many gifts.
神给了我们一组，或者说一个一口袋的这个恩赐。
And it may be that the Lord is giving us one unit or one pocket full of unit of gifts.
那么我们每一个人都有，好像假如我们把这个恩赐当作好像一个个的这个东西的话，放在口袋里，我们每一个人都有一袋子的恩赐。
So if you see that the spiritual gifts are many, but you put in the one sack as a unit, there you have one gift.
因此上，我在这口袋里头，跟你的口袋里头可能你抓出来有同样的东西。
And then if you show me your gift in your sack, we have the similar gifts.
但是。我们拿着这个一代的恩赐在这个教会里头，我们就要看神给我什么样子的托付，在哪一方面来侍奉。
And then the truth is that when we come to our church right here, we bring our sack of gift and we bring our seed, then we have to rely on the Lord what our burden and what that particular gift may be.
你在这个地方在诗班里的侍奉，
So in this church, you may serve in the choir.
也许你到另外一个教会，你就觉得你要在主日学你的侍奉。
And if you go to another church, you might have to serve in Sunday school.
所以我们要晓得这个恩赐的意义是什么。
So we have to know the exact meaning of gifts.
好了，我们现在要来看这个教会发生作用的第三点。
Now we'd like to see the third aspect of the body of Christ.
所有的信徒彼此之间都要通力合作。
And that is all the brothers and all the branches of the body should unite and serve in unison.
就好像身上的肢体一样的，要彼此之间协调来合作。
And like the body of the human body should function as one.
是不是弟兄姊妹们，假如我们的身体上面的肢体不协调的话，那这个身体是有问题的。
Let's say that your body in your organs and if the body does not function as a unit as a whole, then there's something wrong.
假如你的左腿跟右腿要向不同的方向走，这是办不到的。
And then let's say your leg walk separate ways as you go, then you have trouble.
或者说你的左手跟你的右手两个不合作，那你要做起事情来就相当的艰难，也许都不可能的。
And similarly, if your right hand and left hand do not cooperate each other, then we will be in trouble as well.
因此上，我们在教会里的我们弟兄姊妹之间的工作 要互相的协调，不能够互相的抵制。
So therefore, in our church life, the brothers and sisters in our body, as brothers and sisters, should work in harmony and unison.
这是一个很平常的一个原则，是不是
？And this is a very common principle by which we operate.
那第四点就是每一个肢体的目的，都在使这个身体能够得好处。
And the fourth is the body of Christ and the function of the body, so that the function together, so that the body of Christ may be benefited.
不是仅仅顾到自己。
Not just that we pay particular attention to our own needs.
假如我的腿这个被一个狗咬了。
Let's say my leg was bitten by a dog.
我的这个手说，我不能打狗，我一打狗我也被狗咬怎么办？
And then my hand will say, I'm not going to beat the dog because my hand might be bitten.
弟兄姊妹们，这是有问题的身体。
And we can say, this body, there's something wrong.
是不是？假如有狗咬我的腿，我这个手怎么样？要想办法把这个狗赶掉，对不对
？Are the regular functioning body is that before the dog bites you, you should know.
肢体之间彼此之间有一个目的。
And because the body, the function has a purpose behind.
他要让这个身体能够得到好处
so that the body as a whole might be benefited.
不能说是这个肢体只想着自己的好处
so we do not think after our own interests.
假如每一个肢体都是为自己着想，这个身体没有办法工作
so if the body only think of their own function or better the purpose, then you will not function well.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里面，我们应该想到教会。
So brothers and sisters, when we're in the church, let us think after the church.
不要总想自己。
Not after yourself.
没问题，祷告会是他们的事情，我祷不祷告无所谓的。
Just like prayer meeting, we say, well, that prayer meeting belongs to other people, and I do not have to go.
你有没有想到，你不祷告，他不祷告，谁来祷告？大家都不祷告。
Well, just think, nobody prays, and who will pray?
也许在你心里想，哎呀，有些那些自以为爱主的，反正他们会去的。
And then you may say, those who people love the Lord, they will go after all.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不健全的想法。
So that's unhealthy kind of a body of Christ.
为着教会的好处，我们每一个肢体都要彼此之间来合作，来让这个身体能够得益处。
So for the benefit of the body of Christ, all the branches, all the bodies must function as a whole so that the whole body of Christ may be benefited.
每一个人都有责任。
Everybody has responsibility.
那么我们现在来看第三点，就是基督为教会的这个头，我们在肢体之间彼此应该有什么关系
？And let us look at now the interrelationship between all the units of the body of Christ.
我会讲到弟兄姊妹们。一些很平常的小事。
And I might talk a little bit about, you know, some small things are the body.
但是我觉得这个对整个的教会是有很大的影响的。
But this small things might be very important to the whole direction and purpose of the church.
第一，我觉得我们既然同在一个教会里面，我们见了面，总应该要打打招呼。
And first of course, we should greet one another in love as we are all members of the church.
这是我很奇怪的，我看到有不少的人到了教会来啊，我也不知道他是做什么，他来到这里以后，他看到人啊，看到好像就是他只是他一个人在那里。假如他的心在主的身上看不见人，那也就值得我们敬佩了。但是往往不是这样的情形。
But you know, sadly, sometimes we come to church, we see people do not recognize us or do not greet us. So we cannot tell what is going on in you or in that particular person.
既然是一家人，既然属于同一个身体，有同一个生命，怎么会连见到面都不打招呼的？
So since we are in the one body, one Christ, one Lord, and we should greet one another.
我们怎么能够建立感情？我们连起码的招呼都不打。
And in order to build a good, healthy relationship, why not start a good relationship right from the start?
弟兄姊妹们，你会看见我去找人打招呼的。
And brothers and sisters, you know, I make initiation to Greek people.
特别我们的年轻的弟兄姊妹们,
and especially those who are young, younger people.
也不知道他们是害羞呢, 也不知道他们从小没有这个习惯。
I don't know whether to shy or did I have this kind of custom.
他很少跟人打招呼的。
And I know some people do not greet people as often they should.
所以我看到 这些这个年轻的弟兄怎么样? 我都老远, 哎, 你好。
So a lot of times I greet the young people and say, how are you doing?
因为我要让弟兄姊妹们看到, 这是一个弟兄姊妹们肢体之间一个最简单的起码的该做的事情。
Because I want to show the brothers and sisters, this is the least I can do to start to know the brothers and sisters.
第二, 我们要彼此的帮助。
And the second principle is that we should help each other.
弟兄姊妹们常常啊，我们会觉得在教会里的很久， 跟其他的人还是一个很平常普通的关系。
A lot of times, you know, you've been in church a long time, but to your neighbor, to your brothers and sisters, there's a kind of distance between each other.
我们会觉得在教会里的还是很孤单。
And even then, you've been in church a long time, you still feel lonely in the church.
有一个原因就是我们不愿意帮助人。
And a lot of times, the reason behind that is we do not want to help people.
弟兄姊妹们, 你要人家跟你有好的关系，你必须要愿意自己主动的去帮助人。
So, brothers and sisters, if you want to have a good, healthy relationship in the church, you must help others.
你要多多的关心人家的需要。
You must pay special attention to people's needs.
腓立比书第二章那里告诉我们，我们个人不要单顾自己的事。 也要顾他人的事。
Because of Philippians chapter 2 tells us that we do not look after the interests of Sam only, but the interests of others.
对, Sam 翻译的好, 就是这个地方的事, 是讲的一处好处。
And the thing is to benefit each other and the need of each other.
所以我们要主动的。 去帮人,
so we must be actively searching, seeking people's their needs and help them.
当我们主动去帮人的时候，我们就会认识人，人家也会来帮助我们。
So accordingly, if we actively search out to seek people and help their needs, they in return will come in vice versa.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是功利主义。
And this is something that
utilitarian.
Oh, this is not just a pure utilitarianism.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是做肢体该做的事情。
But actually, this is what a body part should be doing.
我左手拿不动, 右手一定要来帮忙的。
Because if your left hand cannot take, the right hand automatically helps.
右手来帮左手的忙, 左手不会对右手讲, 哦, 你要我下一次帮你是不是?
So you don't take account of all the things when the left is helping right, right is helping left.
弟兄姊妹们, 第三点, 就是我们要彼此的安慰跟鼓励。
And the third aspect is that we should mutually helping and comforting one another.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们常常会忘记这些。
A lot of times we forget about this.
有的时候一个电话, 讲几句安慰的话, 能够, 啊, 这个建立一些很好的感情的。
You know, sometimes just take one short phone call can build bridges and help and encouragement among each other.
一个人在这个孤单的时候, 假如有一个人去跟他讲话, 或者去访问他, 这个对他的灵是个很大的激励的。
You know, sometimes people are discouraged, just one phone call, one visit can bring that person up spiritually drastically.
我们千万不要讲，哎呀，没有关系的，主会安慰他，主会鼓励他。
We should never say that let that person alone, the Lord will help him accordingly.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想到，主就要你去安慰，去要你去鼓励？
Have you ever thought that you are the one the Lord wants you to help that person to give encouragement?
这个头就在跟你这个肢体讲，哎，你那个手上有个蚊子了，你现在要去把那个蚊子赶掉。
Because it's like saying the head tells your hand to beat the fly away.
他要你去做事, 你就应该去顺服。
So when the head tells us what to do, we ought to obey.
你的安慰，你给他的鼓励，给他的安慰，能够让他对神生出感谢的心。
And whatever encouragement and help we can give, that person will give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ.
许多人为什么离开教会？
Now, why people leave the church?
因为没有人去安慰他，去鼓励他。
Because no one there to encourage and help them.
我们大家都以为神会做这个工。
We thought the Holy Spirit, the Lord, will do that caring.
哪知道神要他做，他没有听。
And actually, the Lord told us to do, we did not go.
那么第四，就是我们彼此之间要同情。
And the fourth is that we should be sympathizing in sympathy with each other.
我们叫这个叫做肢体的感觉。
And this should be kind of calling the feeling of the body, Christ.
我们刚才读的哥林多前书十二章那里有两句话。我觉得很宝贵。
The first Corinthians chapter 12, there's a couple of verses is very important.
就二十六节、二十七节。
Verses 26 and 27.
他说：“若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体的荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。”
If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part in of it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做身体的感觉。
And this is kind of called the feeling and emotional feeling of the body.
这是一个正常的身体，在这个地方疼，其他好像全身都在疼一样。
Because the normal body, that when part of the body hurts, the whole body hurts.
特别啊，我们有个牙痛的人，我们就更能够领会这个意思。
And especially those who have toothaches, and you can realize, you can know what I mean.
当你的牙齿痛的时候，你往往没有办法能够知道是哪个牙齿在痛。
And often you have a toothache, you cannot tell which one that hurts.
多半你觉得这半边脸都在痛。
Because more than the whole half of the body is in pain.
那个就叫做同情。
Now that is in sympathy with.
所以弟兄姊妹们，假如我们真正是一个身体。
So brothers, if we are in one body of Christ.
一个弟兄姊妹，他们的遭遇就会成为我们的遭遇。
If any brother and sister is in pain, that should be our pain as well.
最近啊，有一位姊妹。他家里面啊有一些问题。
And recently, one sister had some problem in the family.
他自己身体也不健康。
And her body is not in good health.
那么就有一些姊妹为着她的身体的健康，为着她的遭遇流泪的祷告。
And because of that, few sisters were in tears and praying with her.
我很受感动。
And I was very moved.
我觉得这个是一个真正的身体。
And this is truly the body of Christ.
因此上，我也同样的有这个感觉。
And I have that sympathy with them as well.
假如弟兄姊妹们，教会你的其他人的事你没有感觉的话，可能你还不是这个身体的一部分。
And if you do not have that sympathy with the body of Christ, which are hurt, then maybe you're not that part of the body of Christ yet.
假如你真是这个身体的一部分，你怎么可能没有同情？
So if you're a part of the body of Christ, how can you not feel in sympathy with that part?
你是不是这个身体的一部分？同情是你的考验。
And the test of your belonging to the body is that whether you're in sympathy feeling for the whole body.
弟兄姊妹们，我很为一些基督徒难过。
And I sometimes feel sorry for some Christians.
他们这个教会待几个礼拜，那个教会待几个礼拜。
Because they have churches.
从来没有属于一个身体。
Because they never feel a sense of belonging to one church.
他不会有身体的感觉。
And they will not, they cannot experience the body of Christ.
他绝对不可能有身体的生活。
And they do not have body of life that way.
我们也可以保证他是不顺服这个头的。
And we can guarantee that person does not obey the head of the church.
那么我们要彼此的代祷。
And of course, though, we have to be praying for one another.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很重要，极端的重要。
And this is a very important aspect of body of Christ.
不要以为祷告不重要。
Don't ever say that the prayer is not important.
假如我们不相信祷告，我们真是不认识主。
And if you don't believe me, that the body is so important, prayer is so important.
Do you not know the Lord?
Oh yeah, you do not know the Lord as His Lord, as your Lord.
许多时候，我们宁愿多祷告，少做事。
Many times we rather pray more and do less.
但是多半我们都喜欢做事，不喜欢祷告。
And a lot of times it's reverse is true.
因为做起事情来，人家看得到。
And because we feel that if we do something, people see our good works.
代祷，祷告起来，没人晓得。
Because when you pray, nobody knows the difference.
要快一点，我们要甘愿为别人牺牲。
And let us sacrifice for one another.
弟兄姊妹们，我们假如是同一个身体的话，我们必须要有为另外一个部分来牺牲的这个心智。
And if we belong to the same body of Christ, and we should be suffering also, giving up ourselves for one another.
最近我的背。啊，这个扭了。
And recently, I kind of twist my back.
那我的这两个脚啊，两个腿啊，就负担了很大的这个重担。
And because of this, my feet has a lot of burden and takes all the burden.
我有的时候洗脸，这个都不能够弓下腰来。
Sometimes just washing face, I cannot bend my back.
所以我假如要下去的话，我不能够弯下去，我要这样子下去，我的腿啊负了很多的重担。
So in order to bend down, I have to bend my whole knees down to fix them, so the lot of weight and burden is placed on my feet.
我的腿到现在没有抱怨过。
And to this moment, my leg never complained to the fact that I have to do all these things.
因为他们知道他必须要帮忙。
Because the leg knows that it should help and cooperate.
他应该要牺牲。
And it ought to sacrifice for the whole.
否则我这个背不会好的。
Because otherwise my back will not heal.
我的背不会好，他也受苦。
And if the back does not heal, you will suffer along.
所以弟兄姊妹们，假如是同一个身体上的肢体，我们要甘心情愿的为着别人来牺牲。
So for the benefit of body, for the benefit of the Church of Christ, all of us should be sacrifice for one another.
最后，弟兄姊妹们，我们应该要把所知道的来使用在我们生活里头。
And lastly, we should use those things which we know for the body.
我们知道这个是身体是一件事情。
We know thing, the body is one thing.
我们知道这个右手跟这个左手应该互相来合作。
We know the right hand and left hand should be cooperating with each other.
但是假如这两个手只知道不做的话，对于我这个身体还是没有好处。
And if we only know that both hands are not working, then it will not benefit the body.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白我们是肢体，我们也应该要发挥我们肢体的这个功能，跟尽我们肢体的本分。
And that we are not to know the body how it functions, but also develop and also let it function accordingly.
弟兄姊妹们，我是绝对的相信，也是绝对的奉行肢体配搭侍奉的原则。
And I know that I believe that the unity of the body and how they function as a whole.
因为我相信这是神对教会的心意。
Because this is the wish of the Lord.
因此上，我绝对相信教会里的所有的肢体都应该服侍的。
Because of this, I know that the each body of Christ in the church should function.
而且每一个人应该按照他的恩赐来服侍的。
And everybody, every brother and sister should function and serve the Lord according to the gift.
我相信在教会里头，牧养的人不应该专权的。
And then I know that the pastors and then the evangelists of church should not be kind of domineering and doing all those things.
因为权柄是在主那里。
And because the final authority is with the Lord.
我带领教会的一个方向，就是我要把弟兄姊妹们 带到主的面前，不是带到人的面前。
And one of my functions as a pastor is that we lead the sheep to the Lord, toward the Lord.
一个牧人的权柄是出乎神的。
And the authority of the preacher comes from the Lord.
假如肢体看得出这个牧人是有神的权柄。
And if the body of Christ see the authority of the Lord's servant comes from the Lord,
他们应该要承认这个权柄。
And they should recognize the gift and authority from the Lord.
因此上，虽然基督在教会里头是头。
And since the Lord Christ is the head of the church,
这就并不是说在主的教会里头没有权柄。
And he does not say that in the local church there is no authority structure.
主是最高的权柄。
Because the Lord Christ is the highest authority.
但是主也把他的权柄给一个教会的牧者。
And also the Lord gives that authority, part authority, to the evangelists, the pastors, the elders in the church.
因此呢，我相信。在教会里的牧者是应该有权柄的。
And I believe that the pastors, the elders in the church has that authority.
但是这个权柄不是自己讲的。
And that authority is not something self-proclaimed.
是神所给的，肢体所承认的。
But rather given by God, recognized by the body.
肢体之所以承认这个牧人的权柄。
So therefore, the body should recognize the authority of their the elders and deacons and the preachers.
因为他是行神的旨意，他传神的信息。
Because they preach the gospel and then obey the Lord.
就是我们的重点不是在人。
Because you see, the emphasis is not on people.
这个人。他是传神的信息，他是走在神的旨意当中，这个就是我们应该敬重的。
And if that particular preacher belongs to the Lord, preach the Lord, that is the person whom we should honor and respect.
所以我们真正所尊重的还是神。
So actually, we obey and respect in the final analysis is the Lord Himself.
最后，弟兄姊妹们，我愿意我们这个教会真正是个身体。
And finally, I pray that our body here, church here, is the true body of Christ.
是不是身体？我们要看看有没有身体的感觉。
And whether it's a true body of Christ or not, we want to ask, do we have the feeling for each other?
愿神祝福他的话，怜悯我们每个人。
And may the Lord bless His word and also encourage us.
我们一同祷告。
这是主爱中华录音侍奉中心从朱世白长老的讲道中选出来加以编辑整理并加音乐的录音信息。